Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله brothers and sisters ladies and gentlemen boys and girls all life forms welcome to today's episode of Youth Station thank you so very much for being with us I am your humble host Zainab
and this is Sayyid Mustafa welcome to the show
so today bro because we are in the month of Muharram the month of mourning for the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and naturally for us as well we commemorate the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam the grandson of the noble prophet and we pray day and night during these months more than ever that Allah hastens in the reappearance of al-Hujjah so he may avenge the blood and the oppression that was done toward Imam al-Hussein and his Ahlul Bayt and his companions on today's episode of the show. We're going to be talking about something a little iffy, right? So brace yourself. Now, I don't know how old you are, though I'm very sure that you're way much older than I am.
Wait, how old do you think I am?
Which is kind of ironic because this is Youth Station.
Maybe hint. I look older than I appear.
A good 20 years older
I'm 35 years old.
That's less than 20 years. Anyway, but in today that you've reached the age of 35 and you look around yourself during these months and like Muharram and Safar and where people are just, you know, except for this year, which was an exception. But every other year you see people flocking the streets and beating their chests and mourning for the master of the martyrs. Rightfully so. It's our tradition. It's an Islamic tradition. It's not some sort of like bid'ah or pioneering. Do you feel that you are seeing more mourners than actual followers of the Imam, if that is actually a thing?
Unfortunately, I think the short answer to that would be yes.
What?
That I am seeing more mourners than followers.
What?
Yes.
What kind of a miserable world are you living in?
Well, here's how I kind of think about it, right? I think since the beginning of time, you know, you find that the really, really close followers, the really, really, like, the best followers, they're always going to be less, right? They're always the, well, you might say the elites, in the sense that, for example, when Prophet Moses, you know, he went for 40 days onto the mountain, majority of the people, you know, they turned their backs on him, right? They started worshiping a cow. Similarly, when the Prophet passed away, you know, majority of the people, they turned their backs on Imam Ali, right? Even today, you know, when we had Arba'een and you saw 20, you know, million followers that came to that show up, and that's amazing. It's amazing. But out of all of those 20 million followers from all over the world, how many are truly at a level where they can say, they're followers, you know, of Imam Hussein. I don't even count myself in that category, right?
Yeah, if we're going to, like, compare ourselves with the description that Imam Ali alayhi salam gives, you know, none of us are his followers. We're all his lovers and his devotees and this, because they're lovable creatures.
Yeah.
But to bring down the level of skepticism on the show today, I'd have to say, does it not show potential?
Of course, yes. It shows potential. And yeah, it definitely shows potential. And, you know, we're all trying to do our best. But, you know, there's a reason why the 12th Imam isn't here among us today. And he didn't show up 100 years ago or earlier than that. He needs true followers. It's not enough to have that potential. you know, otherwise, if we're just all just, you know, living in this kind of like potential zone... I mean, I look at myself first, you know, before I look at anyone else, and I say that there's just so much more that I could be doing. You know, I'm disappointed in myself. And to give you a good example of this, you know, the place that I used to work at, you know, or the environment that I used to work in.
Before you came to Iran.
Before I came to Iran. I used to feel that those people take their jobs more seriously than I was taking my religion.
Serious.
Okay? Right? For those people, their lives was their jobs, and they were willing to sacrifice anything for their... I wasn't, like, willing to do that, right, for my religion at that time, I would say. Even today, I question myself, am I willing to, for example, you know, go to jail for this cause?
Are you?
I don't think I am, you
no,
know?
No, posh. If it comes but, down to that, you're the first person who's going to jump into that 4x4.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, those are... When it comes to being tested, are we ready to be tested, you know?
I don't think God really cares, bro. He's like, I don't care whether you know how to swim or not. I'm going to just push you in the water. Because that's how God works. He, like, yeah, gives you the test first. And then you come out and he's like, what did you learn? What did you learn?
Yeah, just to get on the other side of the argument, you know, a lot of these mourners, you know, they are ready to be...
sacrificed for a moment. They're ready. Yeah.
There are a lot. The 20 million people that showed up, I think many of them, if they
18 million.
18 million, I think majority. And that's... And the way I would argue for that is the enemy has always been scared of these gatherings.
Exactly.
Right? And you have to keep in mind, these gatherings, they're the kind of like the schools, the teaching grounds for these mourners to eventually become and attain that title.
Definitely.
Of
I love the way you use the word school, because that's what Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam is. I wish we could have a segment on the show where you get to complete the sentence. Imam Hussein is, right? And I think Imam Hussein, the one thing that he was more than anything else was a teacher, right? Yep. He just basically taught us how to live and how to die, right?
Right.
And that's what his entire system is. It's a school. And I think about, I'm not taking the concept of being a true Shia lightly, but I'm just saying that the mourners and what they're doing is so significant because Kashmir. It just happened. And they were just, you know, minding their own business, mourning for the Master of the Martyrs like they do every year, as the mourners of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the cops just subtly come in and arrest them and harass them and beat them up and, you know, tear gas and this and that. And as they were, I was watching a clip, which I don't usually do because I'm squeamish that way. Okay. As they were being loaded into trucks... Like handled like sheep, basically. They were yelling off the top of their lungs, "Labbaik ya Hussein." And I'm just saying, bro. You know?
Yeah.
If those people aren't willing to die for Imam al-Hussein, I don't know who is.
That's true. Yeah, I agree with you. There's always, you know, two sides to the, I think, to the argument. There's always but going to be mourners and followers. And we may not be able to reach a conclusion as to who's the best follower and who's the best mourner.
Definitely.
But, you know, there are examples of where people, I think no one would ever admit that they're not willing to maybe die for this cause, right? I think everyone would say that. However, I think the test becomes really difficult. It's when you're not actually being killed, but when you're actually...
Tortured?
Yes, when you're being tortured or oppressed, right?
Yeah, I do.
I think people find the idea of getting killed a lot easier.
Yeah, it's epic and it's like a one-time deal. You know, you get shot in the head and it's over.
Yeah, or, you know, we continue to accept, for example, we continue to be silent many times when oppression is taking place, right? We'll talk about oppression of Imam Hussein, but when you ask people to talk about the oppression of the current rulers, it's many times when they become silent.
I've never seen, like, among us little people, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but you're like, I'm a total nobody. And people, me and the people like me, we talk about Imam Hussein and how he was oppressed and how Yazid was the oppressor and how he may burn in hell. And then if other things come up, you know?
Yeah.
We talk about that too, whether it's Palestine, whether it's Kashmir, whether it's Saudi Arabia, you know, Al Saud, whether it's Orange Hood in the White House, whether it's these sort of things. We talk about it, whether it's the Black Lives. I think it's the leaders that they kind of cower away from the topic, but they never bother talking about Imam Hussein anyway.
Yeah, you're right. So now I've lived in places, by the way, where people are even afraid to speak about the leaders, okay, because of because they're in an environment where they could get kicked out of the country or they could get arrested for saying things, right? So, in fact, I was part of a community which would actually praise the leader because they were because of the fear of being deported or having
of that place, the of leader that place. Of that place.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you know that might not be a very relevant
but
example.
But would they talk about Imam al-Hussein?
Yeah, they were talking about Imam Hussein and the oppression.
They would
of
warn him.
Yeah, yeah.
But they wouldn't talk about their own tyrant.
Right, right. Or you might see it in a different. It plays out differently in the sense that people will, you know, cry for Imam Hussein and then they'll go and support their political party. Right. For example, you take, like, I'll take Pakistan example, right, where you have like people who are known criminals and thieves who are running for power, right, or who've done like corrupt things, but you find many Shias of Imam Hussein that are supporting those very same
Why?
Leaders. It's because I think it's because there is an issue where this issue between being a mourner and a follower. I think a follower, like, you're surprised. How could a follower support someone, right? For them, Imam Hussein and Ashura is just about mourning. And then
so
the rest,
probably,
the rest of the world, they say, hey, we have to live in this world, right? You know, what can we do? We have to support what other choice do we have other than supporting these lesser of two evils?
Right.
Yeah, you hear this. We have to support the lesser of the two evil, right? For me, I don't buy that argument.
So who do you support? You support no one?
I don't
or do you give your, like, do you present the society with a third option? You're like, okay, guys, I'm running. You could support me.
Yeah, I think, for example, I believe that if you have Shias in a country, for me, Hezbollah is a great example of a political movement, right? They're in an environment where there's a lot of different religions and sects, but they have their own identity, right? And you can see that, you know, that's a great example. I don't believe in siding with, you know, corrupt people to kind of try and bring change. Either you can bring the change, but it depends. We're really getting sidetracked, you know. We're not here to talk about Pakistani politics.
But I think it's important for us to decide sides, you know, because I really have so much trouble grasping what you just said. They mourn for Imam al-Hussein. And then they support a criminal. How does either that criminal and thief is so good at being a thief and a criminal that the masses don't know about it? You, as a learned individual, you know about it. And you're like, guys, don't do that. And of course, they're not going to listen to you. Or or he is like blatantly a thief.
Right.
And they're just like, meh, it is what it is. You know, I'm having so much trouble understanding that.
I think
because I just want to say something really quick. My dad, he had this friend back in the days. The man was a drunk, right? Mm-hmm. He would probably drink 11 months a year. And then during Muharram, he would stop drinking and gambling and doing whatever that he was doing. And he would go mourn for Imam al-Hussein. And like, he would do it vehemently, right? Like, with passion.
Right.
And then one day, my baba, he was like, dude, what are you even doing? Like, seriously, you drink 11 months of a year and then you come mourn for Imam al-Hussein. And he's like, I don't know. I just know that on the Day of Judgment, Imam al-Hussein is going to deal with me. Right? Because then there are these sort of people. I don't know what God is going to do with them on the Day of Judgment. Wallah, but I am having so much trouble grasping the concept of how can you mourn for Hussein?
Yeah. You know, the way I kind of grasp it is that I don't judge anyone else, you know, for what they're doing. And I think we just all have to strive to be better, right? We all have contradictions in our lives. I think nobody's perfect, right? A lot of people go through a lot of different things to reach that kind of stage, which we've talked about. And we just all have to try and be better, especially if you're young, you know, if this is the time to do it, you know, correct yourself now before you get deeper and deeper into things. That's the other thing, right? I think a lot of people, a lot of the older people that are in this kind of contradictory situation where they're being forced to support tyrants.
There's no such thing.
When they were younger sometimes, they said, you know, we'll deal with our problems once we're older.
Right.
And once you're older, now you're even deeper into these problems and you really cannot get out of them at that point. And now you're stuck living kind of like this double life. So it's important for us to have our goals, have our, you know, direction in life very clear from the very beginning and be consistent with that.
Set your facts straight. Yeah. Exactly. And do research, guys. I mean, why vote for that political party? I'm so confused. That's all the time we have for today's episode of Youth Station. Thank you so very much for being with us. Important thing I have to say, just because you want to be a follower of Imam al-Hussein doesn't mean that you abandon mourning for him. It is through mourning for Imam al-Hussein, definitely. That anyone has become a follower.
Definitely.
You know, that's all the time we have. May you all be in the protection and care of Abu Abdullah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
My love, my life, my days, my nights, my wealth, my prayers are for you. Now I know how it's like to have your precious love in my life. Now I know how it feels to finally be at peace inside. I wish that everybody how amazing it feels to love you. I wish that everyone could see how your love has set me free. Set me free and made me strong.